We are one boy. We stand and lift up our hands.
This is Marty with the One Voice
Movement. In Jesus' name, our sins are washed away. In Jesus' name, we are rescued, we are saved. For love has come to make a way for us. In Jesus' name.
One voice program.
Ireland's inspired music.
Lovely, there is none more lovely.
Hello, my name is Child of the One True King.
My chains are gone, I've been set free.
Lord, make us great.
Hi, you've got Marty with the One Voice program here on Sound Out Radio. I'm here at our new home studio location on Ennis Road, still in the lovely town of Gort, County Galway, Ireland. It's a beautiful day here today. Beautiful blue sky out there. If you would like to get in touch with me, text me or contact me at country code would be 001-085-169-3152 or Facebook me at Marty Luce. Or you may visit my website at any time, martyluce.com. What a sincere blessing and privilege to be able to spend this time with you and encourage each other and help to lift each other up in the truth and love of Jesus Christ. I hope that you're having a spectacular day. Praise God. The next song is called Held in Your Hands by Rush of Fools.
Look up another day before me. Look back, another day is gone. Should my heart begin to worry? Lift my eyes to find again the promise of your love. Lift my eyes to find again that you will be enough. All our yesterdays and all of our tomorrows held in your hands, held in your hands. All we know to pray and all we've yet to face is held in your hands, it's held in your hands. Jesus, I can trust you. I know in all things you are good. I'll cast an every care upon you. You knew my name, my every pain before this breath was mine. You made a way, you overcame with love that I this time. Yesterday's and all of our tomorrow's held in your hands, held in your hands. All we know to pray and all we have to face is held in your hands, is held in your hands. Every hour, these hands that carry
love the one true king.
Delivering music that changes lives. Marty on the One Voice program on Sound Out Radio.
We're calling on fire. We're calling on fire. We're calling on fire. God, come set our hearts ablaze. We're calling on
fire. Building bridges.
We are one voice. And you've got Marty with the One Voice program called Sound Out.
This radio show is inspired and designed to help whoever's listening to connect with the Almighty Lord God of our hearts on a very real and inspiring, as well as a very personal level. It is my true and firm desire to encourage you to reach out to Him, the Lord of all creation, and ask Him to make Himself more real to your heart than ever, ever before. As you reach for Him, He has already been reaching for you and will welcome you into His arms and kingdom forever. Be blessed, my friends.
Our Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus.
delivering music that changes lives. You've got Marty on the One Voice program on Sound Out.
I am one voice.
One Voice program on Sound Out Radio.
You can make a difference.
Today's encouraging thought for the day comes from Joshua 1:9. This is my command: be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. There is nowhere that we can go that God is unaware of or not with us. The ways of God are much higher than the ways of this world. The very Spirit of God has been given to us to lead us into all truth, directing and guiding and teaching us along a pathway that is always encouraging us to live and become more like Jesus. No matter what we face or trial that we are struggling with, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, that is, the very Spirit of Almighty God, will provide us with all that we will ever need to sail through the troubled water that is ever present in this life. We have full assurance in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that cannot be shaken. It cannot be moved. We have complete and full victory in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Majesty King. Belonging to Him, let us never accept the lies of this world, attempting to water us down or take away from this magnificent truth. Victory has been given to us through Christ Jesus against each and every attempt by darkness to send us into despair or ruin. In each and every temptation, tribulation, trial, or test that we may ever have come our way, we have already been given victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. This has been an encouraging thought for the day.
You've got Marty with the One Voice program at Sound Out Radio.
If you would like to get in touch with me, text me or contact me at country code would be 001-085-169-3152, or Facebook me at Marty Luce, or you may visit my website at any time, martyluce.com. I remember when I was a child, at my complete and utter amazement at finding out that no matter how cloudy or rainy or stormy the day was outside, that the sun was still shining ever so brightly up above the clouds. As a young child, this was quite a discovery and was no different than an actual revelation within me. Applying the same principle to life, it again may reveal that revelation, that kind of revelation in our hearts. See, our God is always the same. He's never changing. He is the Almighty Rock, the Sovereign King. His love and mercy through Jesus Christ contains a brightness and a fullness beyond any description that we have words to try and describe with. Jesus said, "In this world you will have troubles, but fear not, I have overcome the world." In other words, you will see clouds, you will encounter storms. It may even seem so dark and dreary a place that you're walking in. But above all of this is a light that is all-powerful, never changing, and continually reaching for each one of us, to instill upon our hearts that even when we might not see Him or perhaps not even sense His presence, He is still there. He is still God, and we belong to Him, and He will never, ever leave us. This next song that I would like to share with you is called Be Still, and it's actually off of my 2011 CD titled Captivated. And this song, basically, it's basically scripture placed within a melody. It was spoken to my heart. It was shared with me when I needed a reminder that no matter what appearances may look like, God is always in control, the first and the last, the beginning and the end.
Be
Hallelujah.
Still.
Be blessed, my friends.
Be still. Know that I am God.
and I will reign. And I will reign forevermore. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify thy name, glorify thy name forevermore. I will glorify thy name, glorify thy name forevermore. Be still, be still, and know that I am God. Oh, be still, know that I am God, and I will reign, and I will reign for.
I'm Marty, a husband, a father, and a songwriter. One event in 2002 set my life on a different course, a redirection, and has helped to shape every day since then. This is my story.
Lord, you've rescued me.
It was the summer of 2002, our wedding anniversary to be exact, a magnificent sunny and warm July day.
I remember the day well. It was really hot. It was the 29th of July. It was our wedding anniversary. Marty was heading off on a business meeting that was going to be so important to us. And I remember plans for making a pie while he was gone that we'd celebrate in the evening.
I buckled up and pulled away with many thoughts in my head that day, one of which was that I was running late for this meeting.
It's about time, yeah.
An important meeting that could offer us a real boost in our new business venture. So I needed to make time, so to speak.
Just a little more time.
And then everything changed.
An amazing event from God.
A miracle. An event that is contrary to the established laws of nature and attributed to a supernatural cause.
In the moment that I had become distracted, I crashed into an 18-wheeler stopped truck at full highway speed. Everything went into slow motion as glass exploded all around me. I felt my seatbelt tighten on my left shoulder and became instantly aware of a hand that was placed on my right shoulder, keeping me firmly in my seat.
Lean on me.
We have extensive training. In this particular case, it is my feeling that it was nothing more than sheer faith and nothing short of a miracle.
In the midst of a storm.
I know what I felt and what it meant.
I will stand.
second chances, the opportunity to start again and charter a correct course.
Two things happened on that day. I was spared from nearly certain death and given another chance at life, and my songwriting and music started to take a completely different direction.
The words in the songs touch me and help my own faith.
Hand upon my shoulder, yes.
I started to be gifted with new songs that provided messages of hope and inspiration to share with people everywhere.
They helped me reach more for God.
I asked Helen Gray, how had Christian music impacted her life?
I think the music really satisfies me deep down. It has made God real to me.
Christian music impacts everybody a little bit differently.
Christian music is music that really does mean something to me. The words mean so much and they lift me up so much. Cry much more when I hear the things of God.
Since the accident and over the past 12 years, the songs that I am inspired to write now are melodies with messages of hope, joy, inspiration, and thoughtful meaning. Marty with the One Voice program at Sound Out Radio. Excited about the days to follow with the music that's been placed upon my heart to share worldwide and with the One Voice program as well. Another way to get the word out to everyone that listens how real God is, how much He loves us, how much He wants us to be with Him, be a part of our lives on a day-to-day basis. Repent and seek God through the Lord Jesus Christ. With hearts that are open, ready, and pure to receive Him. Stop challenging what the world says. Instead, open up your heart to receive what the Lord Jesus Christ has to say. Be forgiving of each other. Love one another unselfishly. And be amazed and prepared to see, speak, and hear one of the most blessed and wonderful of events to come to pass. For the Lord Jesus Christ is returning ever so soon. And He is coming for His people, His church. And He is ever so interested in your heart. Friends, prepare your hearts for Him. Be blessed. Stay true to the Lord Jesus Christ. And embrace His love that has no end forever and ever. Amen. Bless you, my friends.
I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the
give it all.
I give it all to you, God, trusting that you make something beautiful out of me. I give it all to you, God, trusting that you make something beautiful out of me. Oh.
worship, Lord. Teach us worship.
Building bridges.
We are one voice.
You've got Marty with the One Voice program on Sound Out Radio.
And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. Until the next time, God bless you.
Life around.